Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen.
Hey, messy baby.
A gloomy Tuesday. How could that be? Today is Super Tuesday. Super Duper Tuesday. Super Uber Duber Duber Tuesday. Let a huzzer eye, right? Okay, everything you need to know to cast your ballot on Super Tuesday if you happen to be in one of those states. Are you, is Ohio one of the states voting today?
No, Ohio is not.
Ohio, it's Ohio.
Let's Ohio have, is not.
Ohio. No, come on. It's Ohio.
It's Ohio.
Ohio. It is Ohio.
Maybe in Cincinnati it's Ohio. And Cleveland it's Ohio.
Ohio. All right, so Super Tuesday. What's at stake today? I don't know that there's a whole lot. I was looking at our ballot here. I'll vote later on today. Some of my friends voted early, and I said, why did you vote early? Well, because we wanted to.
Was basically what if you change answer. Your mind?
Yeah, exactly. What happens if things change? All right. And then there's, because this town is heavily Democratic, so there are probably a few people that I know who are writing. It depends on your age, whether you are voting for Biden or whether you're writing in somebody else's name. There's quite a bit of that going on here, and I wouldn't be surprised if there was quite a bit going on elsewhere. But we are at the... You know, we're kind of at the mercy because we've allowed it to be this way, so that there are very few choices. It's like going to the ballot box. We're selecting the Democratic committee. I'm not going to. Well, I probably will vote because it's nonpartisan. I'll take a ballot and pick people that I want to be on the committee because there are a lot of people on the committee that have been there too long or who are just not my choosing. And so that's, there's the fact that there's so little to vote on, as I talk about people and chide folks a little bit because they don't go out and vote on the primaries. Primaries are often the more important of the two. If you're going to do primary, you're going to do the general election. The people who are in the general election are selected on the primary day. And so those of you who roll your eyeballs at the Lauren Boberts of the world, you do that because you haven't gone to choose somebody better.
Mm-hmm.
And so it got down to the person who made the most noise out in the barnyard. The cows and the chickens and the goats, they're all wondering who's going to win today. But they're about the only ones who are interested. Let's see here. Trump wants to deliver a knockout blow to Nikki Haley. Let's get rid of her. He was so immature and so blatantly obnoxious in talking about after she won the D.C. primary. There's no surprise there. The people in District of Columbia despise Donald Trump for any number of reasons, I suppose. So there are 14 states that are having their Super Tuesday contest, nominating contest. Alabama, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Maine, Massachusetts, Minnesota, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Vermont, and Virginia. I think Alaska has Republican caucuses today, and the Democrats do their Iowa caucuses today.
Mm-hmm.
So
Utah has
tonight,
a Republican caucus, too.
Where do they have it?
Oh, Utah.
Which state? Utah.
Alaska and Utah both have Republicans, Republican caucuses.
Yeah. Okay. So is there a tension to be paid to any of this at the end of the day? Will Nora O'Donnell go on? We have big news. Donald Trump won in all of the states. How is that big news? Big news would be that Nikki Haley won. And so people that are politically minded want to know whether she can survive today. All this nonsense, all this drama. It really is. So, of course, the pundits, this is not news. This is people expressing their thoughts. You know, everybody wants to be heard. My opinion is more important than your opinion. We'll help shape your opinion by telling you why it's taken so long for Trump to finish he's won pretty much all of them, hasn't he, to this point? Iowa, New Hampshire, right? What else has there been? Some few caucuses here and there. But he has not won big. Haley has been around 40-some-odd percent of the vote among Republicans. And especially the last couple of weeks, she's done much better. I don't say that gloatingly. I'm trying to present the facts, not opinions. I am happy to present my opinion, but I think you all know what it is, right? Jay, is there any doubt what my opinion is or what your opinion is? I don't think there's any real doubt about it. I hear no.
No. Yeah, yes and no. What? Yes and no. I was just thinking
for
about,
you or me.
It? What state? Both. Well, both. But what state was it where no one won the Republican Party primary?
Ooh. I don't know.
The number one choice was the quote unquote none of these candidates. I cannot recall
above.
The state. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't either. But under the circumstances, you can understand that. Then we have all of these, the state by state. When we get down to what happens in when they have their convention, delegate allocation and how it works, it's different depending on which state you're in, right? Mostly the delegates favor the candidate who has won the state. And in most cases, that's Trump. And so, but there, Haley could, you know, this is not the end of the line by any stretch of the imagination. She'll win California. Let's see here. I think she'll probably do well in Vermont. And today is Utah, right? Utah, you say the Republicans or Democrats in Utah today? I forget.
Republicans are holding caucuses in Alaska and
Virginia.
Utah.
Right. Anyway, so there are, states like North Carolina, where 32 of the 74 Republican delegates awarded proportionally to all the candidates. And sometimes it is, what I'm trying to explain here is, and I don't know if I'm doing a good job or not, you tell me, the state's rules are different. So some states, the majority winner gets all the votes, all the delegates, and in some states like North Carolina, whatever percentage of the vote you got, that percentage of the delegates goes to you. It's a proportional thing.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the news media is full of conjecture, of not the news. Is this Haley's last stand? Is it over? What nonsense. It's all, you know, she's... the people who love Trump love him with blinders on. Certainly, he is flawed. Certainly, he is vulnerable. Joe Biden, the same thing. So instead of having the best of the best, this is the biggest job in the world, according to many. And yet, we've got a couple of people who are, the Democrats will tell you if you support Trump, it's like a suicide pill for our country. Did you hear that? I've heard that. You know, some of these blowhards that are out there. I tend to pay less and less attention, except because of what we do here, I have to be aware of much of this stuff so that we can have a conversation about it if it becomes necessary.
But here's my thing. One of the things with Trump and Biden Democratic Party versus Republican Party. I feel it just, it seems like there are a lot of people who are for Trump unconditionally, no matter what is going to happen or what could change, they will still be voting for him come November. There are people, and then there are people who don't necessarily like Trump, but they will go for whoever the Republican candidate ends up being, regardless. When it comes to Biden, I don't know a lot of like ride or die people when it comes to Biden. It's just more so the Democratic Party.
Yeah. Yeah, it's if the D's like, behind the
they
name.
Even agree Biden's not going, you know, it's not going to be a good thing if he has a second term of presidency, but better the Democratic Party in charge than the Republican Party.
But the thing that is the poison pill there is Kamala Harris. Don't know who Trump's going to pick for his running mate, but Kamala Harris is not presidential material by any stretch of anyone's imagination. Even the people who are lukewarm to Biden she's anathema.
Mm-hmm.
She's a vapid, empty suit. And in that way, can you imagine some of the decisions that she would have to,
I still always go back to one of her first, not interviews, but when talking about the border and she hadn't been there yet. And that was asked, like, well, you haven't been to the border. And her response was, well, I haven't been to Europe either. What's your point? Like, come on. But we all know this, and this is not about Biden. This is about the presidency itself. We all know that the presidency ages you. We have seen all presidents, whether it was first term or second term, what first year, second year, third year, fourth year, and then if you get a second term, the rest of it, we have seen how that ages people. Can Biden withstand that?
Yeah, right. That's the question. Obama certainly looks older. George Bush looks older. He's more relaxed now, but he certainly looked older when he left. Clinton did.
Biden, yeah, he looks younger now than he did when he left.
Lisa Murkowski of Alaska and Senator Susan Collins of Maine made it a point to endorse Haley over the weekend. They are certainly in the moderate column. You can't imagine them. I couldn't imagine them in any circumstances endorsing Trump. And so, anyway, let's see how it all shakes out. I feel like I should spend a moment or two talking to you about Omaha Steaks, reminding you of the 50% off sales going on site-wide right now. Go to omahasteaks.com/Doug for all of the yummy stuff. This is a semi-annual deal. You'll load up for the summertime on all of these great, fabulous, tender, juicy cuts of meat and chicken and fish and you name it. They've got it. So take advantage of the 50% off site-wide sale. Go to omahasteaks.com/Doug.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket, just like our customer Paul.
I run a farm with my family, and thanks to Cricket 5G, I know they can reach me, even when I'm out walking our dog Valentine.
Good dog, Valentine. Big nationwide 5G. Get fast 5G on four lines for only $25 per month each. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Real customer pay for testimonial. Discounts vary per line. Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
KFC's new Smash Potato Bowl is out here looking like an absolute snack. For just $3.49, you get crispy secret recipe fries topped with creamy mashed potatoes, cheese sauce, bacon crumbles, and even more melty cheese. If you're looking to smash your hunger, grab KFC's new Smash Potato Bowl for just $3.49. And for a little extra, add nuggets to the mix. It's finger-licking good. Prices and participation may vary. Tax tip and fees extra.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Hear that? The soothing sounds of a bubble bath. And if you were here, you'd smell a single cedar leaf candle. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. So if you ride, get back on the road and enjoy 24/7 roadside assistance from Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. And then take a shower, because it's fast, like your motorcycle. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Roadside assistance may require comprehensive coverage, not available in all states.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Now, 23 after the hour, it's the Tuesday Good Day program. March the 5th is upon us. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner as we dig around in the social media trending box, finding names that are in the top 10. Jake Gyllenhaal is there. They're remaking Roadhouse, right? Remember that? I think, aren't they doing that? I think that's the deal at
they
the moment,
are.
Anyway. Right. And that was a Patrick Swayze big deal. And so apparently he has a picture of himself and Patrick Swayze someplace. He was posting that on his Instagram account going back to 2003. They worked together. I don't know what the movie was that they were on, but it wasn't.
Donnie Darko.
It wasn't. Oh, well, I don't even remember that. What was that about?
Did you know? It's this teen. He's like a troubled teen, and he's plagued by visions of this man in a large rabbit suit who kind of manipulates him into these like crime things. And he tells him that the world is going to end in a certain number of days. And he escaped this like accident by sleepwalking through it. And it's an interesting one. It's good. There's stacked cast. Drew Barrymore's in it. Maggie Gyllenhaal, Jake's sister's in it. Patrick Swayze.
Okay, I'll take your word for it. At any rate, the connection between Gyllenhaal and the late Patrick Swayze, we will dig into that because it's part of the story here as we continue on Good Day.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
She's out of my league. Just a fool to believe.
she's like the wind.
This is from Dirty Dancing. Patrick Swayze, who wasn't known for his singing. He was known for him being in a... He played a lot of different roles. He was a soft guy, in a sense, in Ghost. He was a tough guy in Roadhouse, for sure. And so that's the remake, the Roadhouse movie. It looks like it isn't going to be exactly the same. The script isn't exactly the same as the original. But the idea behind it, apparently... I'd forgotten for a moment that Sam Elliott was in this with Swayze. And I thought, an interesting movie. There are a couple of movies. He was in a movie I'm trying to remember, the guy who was the baddie was a very well-known actor, and now I can't remember. That wasn't Roadhouse. It was something else where, anyway, he
Point
played...
Point Break?
Tough guy. Yes. No, Point Break was when they robbed, you know, the masks and stuff. They had Nixon masks on, right?
Yeah, the surfers.
Yeah, the surfers, yeah. Right. I don't know. Anyway, the point of this story is the relationship that Jay Gyllenhaal had with Patrick Swayze when they were Gyllenhaal, how do you pronounce his name?
Gyllenhaal.
Right. He was in a movie. He was a youngster, and Patrick Swayze spent a lot of time with him to bring him along, and he appreciated that. And so that's part of the excitement here. But the names are the same.
I think role from his hero. That's great.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Anyway, so Roadhouse coming back again, maybe not the same movie, but it'll be interesting to see how they format it. 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, when it comes to training your dog, does size really matter? You know, because small dogs are often not trained, many gain the reputation for being loud, obnoxious yappers who might bite you if you get too close. In essence, small pet owners are perpetuating this yapper stereotype by neglecting to train their own dogs. If this sounds like you, if you own a dog regardless of size, he or she must get trained. It's not cute when dogs bite, whether the teeth are small or large, they can hurt. Even if your little dog never bites somebody, there are a myriad of other extremely unattractive behaviors that are consequences of not training that little dog. You know, I run into this all the time. Well, it's a Chihuahua, it's a Schnauzer, it's a Poodle, Warren. Doesn't need training. It's not a Doberman, a Shepherd, or a Rottweiler. All dogs need training. All dogs can run into the street and need to know how to come back when you call them. All dogs need to know how to sit and lie down and stay. It's important for them mentally, and it's also a great way to communicate on a positive level. I'm Warren X.
The Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. You get 50% off site-wide. Save on mouth-watering favorites. Go to omahasteaks.com/Doug, D-O-U-G, and shop the semi-annual sale where you can load up on all the delicious flavor that you crave. And they're offering it to you for half price from their tender, juicy butcher's cut filet mignon, their pure ground burgers, the comfort classics, easy to prepare meals, perfect for busy weekday nights. Plus, as an added bonus, you get 8 free Omaha Steak burgers in the packages that you select. Shop omahasteaks.com/Doug. With the Omaha Steaks, the possibilities are endless, endless flavor, endless value, incredible entrees, scrumptious.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump hailed the Supreme Court's ruling preventing states from removing him from the ballot, stating it will unify the country.
They worked long, they worked hard, and frankly, they worked very quickly on something that will be spoken about 100 years from now and 200 years from now. Extremely important.
Monday, the court's decision in Colorado's case barred his removal over insurrectionist claims, effectively halting similar attempts by other states. A fallen utility pole is suspected to have sparked the largest wildfire in Texas history. Several lawsuits and property insurance claims assert that Xcel Energy neglected to inspect and maintain their equipment. The blaze has engulfed more than 1 million acres of land and claimed 2 lives. JetBlue and Spirit have decided to cancel their merger. The decision follows a federal judge's ruling that blocked the $3.8 billion agreement. John Schaefer, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
You're listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who says if he doesn't know the facts, he'll make them up.
Let me think about that one for a minute.
I love the Wicked Witch of the West. It was so scary for children that Mr. Rogers invited the actor on in makeup so that they could discuss that it was just pretend.
Just pretend. Well, that's
or wait,
what a
was
lot
it Mr. Rogers
do.
Or was it Sesame Street? I can't recall.
Probably Sesame. Sesame is more likely to be on Sesame Street, but could have been on either one of them. Yeah, it is. There's something we can contemplate as we have our morning tea here today. Conversation between you and your tea. How many people do that? You drink a lot of tea, right? Don't you have tea in the morning when we're on the air, Jay? Yeah?
Yep, I have tea. Some days it's coffee, but I will drink tea throughout the day, whether it's iced or hot.
Do you? Does it settle you down? What does it do? Why do you prefer?
Does it do what?
That. Does it settle you down?
No, I just like the
calm,
I just like
cool,
the
calm, and Oh, there you do. Oh, okay. So there. Take that. Program brought to you in part by Progressive Insurance. For your motorcycle, nothing better. Your boat, nothing better. Your car, nothing better. RV, nothing better. Protection. That's what you want. So check it out. You can save money. 800-PROGRESSIVE is the phone number, and progressive.com is the website. You can accelerate your savings by calling them right now or going to them right now. I so don't want to talk about Donald Trump, but I feel like I have to because there are some things going on. The Supreme Court has ruled that the former president can stay on the Colorado ballot. This is the 14th Amendment case, one of the many that Trump has been involved in. This is related to January 6th. And the thing, I don't know whether, when I first saw this, I thought somebody was yanking my chain, that each of the, every president is entitled to one insurrection. Did you see that?
Is that real?
Yeah, well, excuse me, I still have my, the entrails of my cracked ribs from over the weekend, so I don't want to share that necessarily with everybody who's listening. That is the results of it when I cough. It's like somebody stuck a knife into my chest. Anyway, the decision read, quote, "We conclude that states may disqualify persons holding or attempting to hold state office, but states have no power under the Constitution to enforce Section 3 of the Constitution with respect to federal offices, especially the presidency." And then they further said the idea that individual states can decide how the section is used with respect to federal offices is, quote, "simply implausible, could result in an unworkable patchwork where a candidate could be ineligible in one state but not another." They go on to write, "Nothing in the Constitution requires that we endure this chaos arriving at any time or different times, up to and perhaps beyond the inauguration." So then Trump stays on the ballot everywhere in all 50 states, and that's the end of that. But there's so much focus on this because he's so disruptive. And then you think about, well, is he really that disruptive, or is it just the system is so stacked against him? And there are both sides of this argument that have some merit, because certainly some of the things that have been brought up, some of the charges against him, he's a very unlikable guy. All right, so you don't like him. Is that disqualifying from being the
president? Well, for some, he's very likable by others.
Yeah, some people, well, define like. I'll challenge you to find one really good friend that he has. Who's his best friend? Does he have a best friend? And does that make a difference? If you're president, you have to make decisions. And so, you know, you've got to sort of lead the country. And it would be nice if people would fall in behind whoever the president was. When Eisenhower was president, pretty much everybody supported him, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat. When John Kennedy was elected after Eisenhower, at first it was a horror show, and then people sort of fell into line, liked him, and then LBJ, he wasn't as unpopular as Trump, but he wasn't popular. And then, you know, you go into the Richard Nixon, and he really divided the country big time. And then I'm thinking about after Richard Nixon's Gerry Ford, everybody fell in line with him. Even though he didn't win against Jimmy Carter, he was a very popular, very likable guy. And so is Jimmy Carter. Then you've got Clinton, who was likable, but still you had an opinion on him that was very strong. Right? I'm just going through the list in my mind. George Bush, the father, pretty much everybody liked him, whether you're a Democrat or Republican. Let's see, after George Bush, the father, who came in after? Who beat?
That was Clinton George Bush, next, father. Right?
It was Clinton. Yeah, it was Clinton. I've got him in the wrong order. Anyway, so I look at all of this stuff, I was looking at some of the comments Amy Coney Barrett made. She had a one-page opinion on this whole Supreme Court thing that we're talking about. States can't toss out a former president. Okay, got that. Then she chastised her colleagues, Jay, for breaking ground on something new in their reasoning. These are all the people that were on the right or her friends that are, you know, politically connected. She admonished the court's three liberals. She split from the majority legal rationale in pretty biting terms. She said, quote, "In my judgment, this is not the time to amplify disagreement with the stridency. The court has settled a politically charged issue in this violent, volatile season of a presidential election. Particularly in this circumstance, writings on the court should turn the nation's temperature down, not up," which I thought was very appropriate. All we're doing now, she said the message Americans should take home is that all nine justices agreed on the outcome of the case. And then, you know, she had the only the right side of things had a rationale for it. Anyway, this it's just more divisiveness at a time when we need to be together. Mm-hmm. I'm disappointed, frankly, in all of this stuff. It just is very disappointing. What do we do to make it better? You know, I try in terms of what we do on the radio to make things better. But there are some things, as much as I'd like to avoid talking about them, I don't feel like I can, and this is one of them. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you look around at what's going on. Why is this small group, this small band of bad guys who are in the Middle East blowing up ships, sinking ships? Yesterday, they cut the cable. Actually, there are three cables under the Red Sea. The Houthis attacked and cut. And we're not. What are we doing about? They should be blown to smithereens. They sunk a ship. You can see that in the pictures, the video, because the canal is not that deep. They're going to have to get that ship out of there in some way, shape, or form. But it's like everybody's afraid of these people. They're a bunch of who? I remember the movie that the Somalian rebels. It was Captain Phillips, right? Tom Hanks plays the captain of the ship that was based on a true story of these guys going out, little half a dozen men that take on a merchant marine, an oil tanker. None of them have guns. None of them, the ship's not built to protect itself. So these guys just get on board. And that's in essence what's going on with these guys, the Houthi. They're from Yemen. So why the hell don't we just blow them to smithereens? It's just beyond my imagination, beyond my ability to comprehend. We've got these rebels that are basically, they control the most important sea route in the world. And there aren't that many of them. So everybody says, well, if we do it, we'll have to escalate the war. What the hell? They're just there doing what they want to do. And nobody is really doing anything that amounts to anything that's significant. You know, you throw a few bombs at them.
If you do something,
you blow them up.
The war,
you get rid of
nothing,
them.
Things keep going the way they are, which can't be happening either.
No. So now all the talk is about all the cables that have been cut that basically provide connection between Asia and Europe. So telephone service, all of the cable stuff. It's just, I don't know. I'm sick of it. Really. Mm-hmm. It's sickening to see this stuff going on. It's, hello. This is the Good Day program. Here's another one. Healthcare situations and what's going on around the country and around the world. There are problems at a lot of healthcare locations. There are threats to them. There are a lot of the abortion issue, certainly here, gender-related care, and that's also here. A lot of the debates about whether COVID-19 needs to still be treated as it was 2-3 years ago, all of these medical issues, there's a lot of the stuff that's gone to court. A lot of the people that are coming into our country are bringing who knows what in terms of diseases that could harm all of us. There's just no damn leadership. Neither of these guys that are running for president in our country have been able. This stuff is not new. This has been going on for years and years and years. And yet it doesn't get fixed. As a matter of fact, a lot of people run away from it. So, you know, everything, this is a tough time. I was talking to somebody yesterday, who's a friend of mine. I try to put a good, you know, I have a good life and lots to be thankful for. Jay, I think you would say the same thing. And is my world threatened by a lot of this stuff? It isn't directly, but indirectly, all of our lives are threatened by all of this stuff. It's disrupting the world, the Houthis and what's going on in the Middle East. I get that the Israelis or Netanyahu wants to make sure that, you know, he's a tough guy. But, you know, at some point in time, that stuff's got to stop.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, the leaders, they don't want to. It's not in the best interest. They've figured out how to make money, these guys that are disrupting the world. They figured out how to make a lot of money. The Hamas leaders don't live in the Middle East. They live in lavish luxury in other places and just stir the pot from wherever they are. Violent extremists and terror groups and all of that stuff, man, unga bunga. All right, 48 after the hour. Stop, Doug. Will you please stop?
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text FLASH to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text SLASH to 321-321. That's FLASH to 321-321.
Doug Steffen here with our frequent visitor, Elizabeth Miller. She knows all about losing weight for sure. She knows how Calitrin works because we are in the President's time, if you will, President's Day, President's Week, President's Month. The folks at Calitrin are having what's called a President's Day 90-day meltdown. So how do people take advantage? There are other products.
You can call us if you want to customize packages. We've always got that available. If you want to move some different products around, we can do custom packages by phone. Our number is toll-free. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. Everybody here is really great in knowing our products and getting you a custom pack that is not only affordable, that's going to work for you. And then we've also extended the big sale on our website, too. So that's at toploss.com.
It's Calitrin and all the related products that we're talking about here with Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin at toploss.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. Nutramedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jumping back into it at 53 after the hour, Doug Steffen with the Good Day program. Jay has put together a lot of information here, food, farm, and family time on the Good Day program, with this being chocolate chip cookie week. Yum, yum, yum,
yum.
This goes back to 1938. Ruth Graves Wakefield, the American chef behind the creation of chocolate chip cookies. This is where she had a place called the Toll House Inn. Thus, we hear the stories about Toll House cookies. To spice up her menu, she came up with a recipe for adding chocolate chunks to her cookie dough. She called them the Toll House Chocolate Crunch Cookies. It makes sense, right? We're still around today. And they were a big hit. She thanked Nestle's for basically supplying her with the chocolate. It is yum. I think there's nothing better than a good chocolate chip cookie, frankly. Depending on how heavy the dough is and what it's made out of, it doesn't always settle well with me. But that's okay. It's worth the challenge.
Sometimes it's worth it.
Will it? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, especially if it's like an ooey-gooey soft-baked.
Yeah, right. Like the ones they serve you on the airplane. When the plane's about a half hour from landing, you get cookies warm and the chocolates.
And they smell so good. If you fall asleep on the plane and they're making the cookies and they're about to bring them out, they're heating up them up and they're about to bring them out, you will wake up like oh, it's cookie time. Let's go.
Right. Yum, yum. Chocolate chip cookie day. All right, let's see what else is going on in the Food, Farm, Family Department. A New York-based business has recalled 93,000 pounds of meat. MF Meats from New York. Recalling all of this raw meat been distributed all over New York and Ohio and Pennsylvania at this point.
Mainly in restaurants.
Yeah, right. Problem, they have some kind of non-food grade mineral oil in it, which is not approved for meat processing. One wonders how they found this. Did the meat turn rancid and they opened it up at a restaurant? They said, ah, what's this?
Yeah. There were complaints from the restaurant saying that there was some kind of chemical taste in the meat. That something wasn't right, and they started testing it, and they realized there's this additional material in the
Lovely.
Meat.
Yeah, uh-huh. Great. Mm-hmm. So there's always a question about the date that's printed on your food. Are they about expiration or not? What are they really all about? What do they really mean? What's it all about, Alfie? You've been there. I've been there. We've all been there. You reach for a bag of chips, let's say, and you look at it and you see the date on it. Oh, my daughter's great at this. She goes through, every time she's here, she goes through the pantry, the refrigerator, everything out. But what is it? What's really going on? What does it mean? What is the, when it comes down to the nitty gritty, the date that's on the label or the lid or someplace else in the package is what it will, in most cases, show next to it, best if used by.
Yeah, or right? sell by.
The date, the date does not signify when the product has expired. It only, the FDA requires a use date, and that's an infant formula, that's it. Make sure that it, you know, that it's healthy.
Well, it's
Other than that,
they use the infant formula as an example of making sure the formula contains not less than the quantity of each nutrient described on the label. And as time goes on, a lot of these nutrients will deteriorate. That's why sometimes when obviously fresh stuff like meats or produce or whatever that have a best by date, things aren't going bad. They're spoiling. But when it comes to those quote unquote, like, the pantry items or the non-perishables that still have those dates
sealed,
they're
up.
Not necessarily old, but the ingredients are not up to the same quality as prior to the date. Doesn't mean it'll make you sick. Does not mean it won't make you sick.
Well, you have to have some common sense. For example, this morning when I went downstairs, I had opened a can of pineapple because I couldn't find any fresh pineapple. So I opened a can last week, and this morning I hadn't been in it since last Friday. There was mold on the top pineapple. So I took the top pineapple up and threw it away, and I'm eating the rest of the pineapple. It's common sense. The same thing with the strawberries.
Macrobiotics? Microbiotics?
Yeah, yeah. The Driscoll fruit, or some of the fruit that you buy, is always like the strawberries I bought last Friday are no good today. What's the story? That's not fair. It's not right. We buy that stuff. There's a lot of stuff like that. You buy it, and the next day, it's no good. So, but common sense, it seems to me, is the thing to use, which we seem to be lacking. All right, so there it is, our warning on labels for you. Hopefully that helps. 59 after here on Good Day.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.